I think I hear rain. Have you ever sensed something, and you sensed that something was about to happen, something was about to occur, and yet you haven't seen it yet, or has it come to pass yet? There is no signs. In fact, all of the signs seem to be the contrary, and yet you know what you know. You know in your spirit what God has said. You know in your spirit what's going on, and what do you do with that? What do you do with that when you sense and you think you know something? It reminds me of a time, and it's kind of interesting that Mama's here this morning. She'll probably remember this. I don't know how old I was. I was probably 7 or 8 years old. We were fishing on the river on Rocky Ford Road. How many of you know where Rocky Ford Road is? We were fishing. Actually, the river had come out of the banks and had flooded and then receded quickly and had trapped a bunch of water and a bunch of fish in an area about probably maybe 3 or 4 times the size of our sanctuary. And we were, I mean, we were wearing them out. The whole family had gone, and we were wearing them out. We weren't just fishing. We were catching. How many of you know there's a difference in fishing and catching? I've done a lot of fishing. A few days, I've done some catching, and I like catching better than fishing. Can I get an amen? And when you're fishing like that, and when you're catching, when you're fishing, you're worried about what you're fixing to eat and what time to go and all. But when you're catching, nothing else matters. And the further we went along, as you go along, you get further and further away from the truck, and you don't realize because you're catching. You don't realize how far you've gotten from the truck. So we had gotten way down to the back of this area, and the truck was way up on the highway. We'd walked a long way to get to the place. And Mama says, "I think I hear rain." And of course, the rest of us says, "No way." I mean, we're catching, right? She says, No, I think I hear rain." And man, we just keep catching, and all the time getting further and further away. And in a little while, a single drop hits Mama right in her ear. And she says, "I told y'all, I thought I heard rain." And have you ever heard rain coming through the forest towards you? On the one hand, it's a beautiful sound. On the other hand, if the truck is way over yonder, you understand what I'm telling you? I mean, we grabbed our stuff, and we rushed back toward the truck. We got back, and I'm telling you, everything was wet. There wasn't a stitch of clothes anywhere that was dry. We were just, I mean, soaked. We just piled into the truck, and we're soaked, and the truck is soaked, and all of our stuff is soaked. And I mean, it's just mad chaos. And then finally, when it settles down, nobody's saying a word. Mama says, "I told y'all." "I told y'all I heard rain." What do you do with that? There's a story in the Bible. I want to talk with you for a few moments this morning, because as I stand here this morning, I'm telling you, I think I hear rain. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. I think I hear rain. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 18. And I want us to talk about this just for a few moments. There's some things that I think the Holy Spirit would have me share, because I think there's some folks this morning that need to hear some rain. And I think there's some folks this morning that have been praying for rain. And I think there's some folks this morning that you've begun to hear rain, but you haven't seen the rain yet. And I want us to talk about that just for a few moments. The first thing, this is a famous story. Let me set the setting for you. The prophet Elijah, 3 years, maybe as much as 3 and a half, but about 3 years earlier, the prophet Elijah, you remember, he prophesied in Israel, and he marches in and says to Ahab and Jezebel, "It will not rain until I give the word that it's going to rain. It will not rain." It turns and marches out. And for 3 years, 3 and a half years, it did not rain. Not a drop. I mean, every leaf was dried up. every creek was dried up, every river was dried up, every puddle was dried up. There were no crops. It was going toward a famine. I mean, it was dry. Do you understand me? It was dry. It got so bad that King Ahab was hunting Elijah down like a criminal, running him from place to place, thinking maybe if he could capture him, that he'd get him to take this plague off of the land, and chasing him all over the place. And Elijah had been down to Judah, and he'd been back and forth, and he comes back into the land of Israel. Comes back into the land of Israel, and there's this scene. We find ourselves at this scene, which is a fascinating scene to me, because Elijah walks up to Ahab in this scene, and he comes before him. Look at verse 41. And he says to Ahab, "Go up and eat and drink, for there is the sound of an abundance of rain." Now you've got to understand what Elijah is saying here. Elijah is saying, I'm not saying it's forecast to rain. I'm not saying it looks like rain. I'm not saying that the prognosticators have prognosticated that it is going to rain. I'm not saying that I see a cloud or that the humidity has been. I'm not saying any of that. In fact, it's as dry as it's always been. What I am saying is that in my spirit, man, in here somewhere, I think I hear rain. I know what I see in the natural. But you don't understand what I'm hearing, and I think I hear rain. See, Elijah, in fact, it's interesting. Sometimes we get the idea that Elijah just prayed the rain down. That Elijah just came and just prayed the rain down. Okay, Elijah decided that it was time for the drought to be over, and he prayed the rain down. Not so. Actually, Elijah was in tune with the Spirit. Do you hear me? Elijah was in tune with the Spirit, and he heard rain before he prayed for rain. And he prayed for rain before he saw rain. In other words, Elijah didn't just decide that it was time for the drought to be over. Elijah was in tune with the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God was stirring inside of him. And he said, Elijah, pay attention to what I'm saying. Elijah, pay attention to what's going on in the Spirit, because in the Spirit realm, there is the sound of an abundance of rain. Elijah didn't produce the rain. His prayers didn't force God to make it to rain. In fact, he heard rain before he ever prayed for rain. Let me tell you what he did do. Elijah's prayers lined him up where he could see rain when rain came. Are you hearing me this morning? Elijah's prayers lined him up. So he said to Ahab, Ahab, I tell you what you do. You get on your chariot and you start down toward Jezreel. And you get ready. Just go eat and drink. You start down toward Jezreel. And Elijah and his servant went up. I love what it says in the next verse, verse 42. When Ahab went to eat and drink, that Elijah went up to Mount Carmel. Oh, goodness. Went up to Mount Carmel and got down on his face and put his face between his knees. And Elijah began to pray. Elijah prayed that it not rain, and now Elijah was about to pray that it did rain. And something that is interesting to me about this is that history and memory give us a very tunneled focus of what happens here. James, when he is repeating this, James says, Elijah, who was a man like you and I, just like you and I, he prayed that it not rain, and it did not rain, and then he prayed that it would rain, and it would rain, and we get the idea that Elijah just turned the spigot on and turned the spigot off. Actually, that's not what happened at all. Elijah heard rain in the spirit realm. Elijah knew in the natural sense that there was not to be rain, but Elijah heard something in the spirit realm. Oh, think about it a moment. For all of that 3 years, all of those individuals that would love to have gotten Elijah to pray for rain, but Elijah knew this. Elijah knew better than to pray for rain until the word of the Lord came to him and he asked for it to rain. See, Elijah knew that the crops were drying up. He knew the wells were dry. He knew the rivers were dry. He knew that there was no water anywhere, but he knew what he knew in his spirit. He sensed something in his spirit, June, that he just could not get rid of, and it was the sound of an abundance of rain. Listen to me and hear me this morning. What you hear in the spirit realm predetermines what you will see in the natural realm. Did you understand what I said? What you hear in the spirit realm predetermines what you will see in the natural realm. And my friend, if you are going to tune into the rain when the rain comes, you better have some sense of what God is doing and what God is up to, and some greater sense than just what's going on in my life and how bad it is and how horrible it is. There better be some sense inside of us. There's some sense inside of us that something's going on in the spirit realm. And I love what Elijah did. The word says Elijah went up and he got down on his knees. He put his head down between his knees. Now, I cannot get my head between my knees. But and how many of you can? So I'm going to approximate it, all right? I mean, he gets down on his face, and man, he's praying, and he looks up at his servant, and he says, man, go look toward the sea and see if you see rain. And Elijah's down there praying, and the servant runs over to the side of the cliff, and he comes back, and he says, no, sir, I don't see any rain. And Elijah says, oh, but there's got to be rain, because I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. And so he says, I tell you what you do. You go back and you look a second time. And he goes back and he looks a second time and he says, Elijah, I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for, but I don't see rain. Elijah says, oh, but there's got to be rain because I hear in my spirit the abundance of rain. Why don't you go back a third time and look? And the servant runs back a third time and Elijah's praying and he comes back and he says, probably in a humble voice, and he says, sir, I'm sorry, I just don't see rain. He said, well, I tell you what you do. You go back a fourth time, and you look real good this time. And servant goes back, and he comes back a fourth time, and he says, sir, I've looked, and I look real good, and I still don't see rain. And Elijah says, oh, but that just cannot be, because I hear in my spirit, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Elijah says, I tell you what you do. You go back a fifth time. And the servant goes back a fifth time. And he looks and he comes back and he says, sir, I don't see any rain. He says, he says, sir, what do you want me to do? Well, I tell you what you do. You go back a sixth time and you look again and see if you see rain. He comes back a sixth time and he says, sir, I just don't see rain. I just don't think it's going to rain. And Elijah says, oh, but if you heard what I hear, if you knew what I know, if you sense what I sense, I tell you what, you go back a seventh time and see. And the seventh time he comes back and he says, sir, I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. And Elijah says, I told you that I thought I heard rain. I told you I thought I heard rain. Elijah, oh my goodness. He was a man, oh my word, he wasn't about to storm. Somebody says, how long do you think Elijah would have stayed there and prayed? I think Elijah would have prayed 30 times if that's what it took, or 50 times if that's what it took, or 100 times if that wasn't took. Why? Because Elijah was hearing something in his spirit, and what he had heard in his spirit was the sound of an abundance of rain. See, listen to me. Elijah prayed those seven times, and he continued to pray, and he continued to pray. And what Elijah was doing, see, Elijah didn't bring the rain. Elijah birthed the rain. Come on now. He didn't bring the rain. He couldn't make the rain. He couldn't cause the rain. But what he did was he heard in the spirit realm that God was up to something and God was wanting to do something, and he knew it needed to be birthed into the natural realm. So Elijah stayed on his face and he pushed. He prayed until something happens. He pushed. He prayed until something happens, until that which was in the burnt spirit realm was birthed into the natural realm. And here's what I know about this. Listen to me. Somebody, it doesn't necessarily have to be seven times, and it won't necessarily happen on the same day, but somebody's got to stay in prayer. They have to pray until something happens. They have to push until the spirit realm is birthed into the natural realm, because they hear the abundance of rain. Love this. And I love also, in fact, this happens in our lives a lot of times. Did you notice the cloud? This word does not say that, in fact, we mess this story up sometimes because we think it says, we just kind of read fast across it, and then sometimes we think it says, I see, in fact, I've heard people say this, it was a cloud that looked like a man's hand. That's not what it says. It's not what it says at all. It says it was a cloud that was the size of a man's hand. Now, are you kidding me? What I want to know is, how did he even see it? He says, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And can't you get the sense? Now, listen to me. This is important because if you're the one birthing something from the spirit realm into the natural realm, this will happen in your life too. There is this sense when Elijah's servant comes back to him. Can't you get the sense that he's almost apologetic with it? Can't you get the sense that he comes back and he says, Listen, sir, I know the drought we've been in. I know, and I know you're praying for rain and so forth. But, sir, I just want you to know that the cloud that I see, if that's what you're praying for, if that's what you're believing for, if you think that's going to change anything, come on now. If you think that's going to make anything better, if you think that's going to water the crops and fill the rivers and cause the wells to come back up, if you think that is what is going to change things, then, sir, you just need to think about this again, because the cloud that I see is no bigger than a man's hand. And Elijah jumps up and says, I tell you what, you go tell Ahab to get his galoshes on, because I think I hear rain, my friend. Size of a man's hand. You think that's going to solve it? Oh, but you just don't know. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. And Elijah says, oh, don't stop. You run, tell Ahab not to waste his time. Not to waste his time. You tell him to head toward Jezreel. And then I love what happens in verse 45. And it happened in the meantime. Come on now. You see, the servant just saw a cloud as the size of a man's hand. And while he and Elijah are talking about it, while Elijah's trying to give him the instructions on what to do, it happened in the meantime that I'm telling you a rainstorm had begun to blow up, my friend. Can I tell you something? Listen to me this morning. During that season that you are praying, during that meantime between now and when you see that abundance of rain, all of that intercession, all of that prayer that you've been, during that time that you don't see any time, God's doing something. God's forming something in the spirit realm. Oh, you may not see but an inkling of it yet. You may not see but a little bit of it. Oh, it might not look any bigger than your hand, but my friend, in the meantime, God is brewing a storm. In the meantime, God is bringing a rain. In the meantime. In the meantime. See, when you don't think anything has happened, God is working in the meantime. When you don't see anything, God is working in the meantime. When you have nowhere else to turn, God is working in the meantime. When all of your finances have dried up, God is working in the meantime. When all of your faith is dried up, God is working in the meantime. When you've prayed all you can pray and you don't feel like you can pray anymore, God is working in the meantime. In the meantime. See, Elijah's servant made a huge mistake. He judged the size of the rain by the size of the cloud rather than the size of its source. You hear what he said? He judged the size of the rain that was coming by the size of the cloud rather than the size of the source. Read it again. You know what it says? I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. What does the rest of it say? Rising up out of the sea. You understand, if this had been Elijah, that may have been all the cloud Elijah could pray up. That may have been all that man could produce. But you see, this cloud was rising up out of the sea. There was something under the current. God was stirring under the current the whole time. God was causing the conditions to be ripe for a rain, so that when the rain came, it would be an abundance of rain. Elijah says, I think I hear rain. Two things I'm going to tell you not to ever do. When you're in that prayer time, when you're in that season, when you're bowing down 7 times or 30 times or 100 times, 2 things never do. Never abandon the mountain because you think you don't see rain. Never abandon the mountain in the meantime because in the meantime, God's doing something. Another thing, never judge the size of the rain by the size of the cloud. You judge it by the size of its source. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on in your life. I don't know where it is that you feel like you need rain, whether it may be financial, it may be a job, it may be healing, it may be in a relationship. Listen to me. When you begin to see God's move and you begin to see a stirring, I want you to never judge the size of what's going to happen by the cloud you see. You judge it by the source that is giving it, the source that's bringing the rain in your life. I think I hear rain, Elijah says. And then I love what Elijah did next. I love what he does next. Elijah, look what it says in verse 46. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. I love what happened. You understand what happens is it begins to rain. And the Spirit comes upon Elijah. And when the Spirit becomes on Elijah, Elijah begins to run. Elijah began to run in the rain. Elijah began to run in the rain. You understand, here's this prophet of God, and for all of these 3 years, he has trudged through the desert and through the wilderness, and God has provided for him miraculously ravens here and a widow here and some incredible things here. But now what was going on, Elijah now was running in the rain. And I love the picture of this, that Elijah, he just kind of wraps his skirt around him. And he wraps his robe around him, and he begins to run. And as Elijah begins to run, man, he's just splashing through puddle after puddle. Can't you what's going through Elijah's? Elijah said, "Yeah, it's cloud the size of a man's hand. You're not going to rain today. There's not going to be any rain in the forecast. What about these puddles I'm stepping in? What about this river that I'm about to cross? What about this rain that's falling from the sky? I told you I heard rain." Told you I heard rain. See, Elijah's time in prayer prepared him. It kept him where he could see the rain when it came. And it prepared him to run in the rain when it came. What I'm saying and encouraging to you this morning, because I know there's some individuals here, I know there's some people here that you said, "Pastor, I need some rain in my life. I need God to do something in my life. I need God to move in my life." I love what God said to the prophet Hosea, who was a contemporary of Isaiah. He says to him, he says, on the second day, I'll revive you. On the third day, I'll restore you. And then I'll come to you. This is Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. And then I'll come and I will bring with me the rain. I'll bring the winter rain and I'll bring the spring rain. You understand, don't you, this morning? I think I hear rain. I'm telling you, God's up to something. I just sense in my spirit that God is up to something. Some of you have been praying for something for a long time. I want to say to you this morning, I think I hear rain. Some of you have been believing about something about relationships this morning. I'm telling you what I hear in my spirit, and my spirit tells me, I think I hear rain. There's somebody here this morning that's been praying about a job situation, and I don't know exactly what it is, but you've been praying about a job situation. Now, I'm telling you, I think I hear rain. I think I hear rain. I think I hear rain. There is something stirring in the spirit, and I'm not the only one that hears it. Others all across the land are beginning to hear rain. I'm not sure what's ahead, but I know this, my friend, that rain is coming. Rain is on the way. God is stirring by His Spirit. He is stirring His people, and He's getting ready for rain. He's getting ready for a rain. Some of you this morning that you've held on long as you can hold on, I'm telling you, rain's on the way. Refreshing's on the way. Newness is on the way. Refreshing wells are on the way. I think I hear rain. I love what he says to Hosea when he said to Hosea, he says, when I come, when I come, I will bring rain. You know the greatest thing about the rain is? The greatest thing about the rain is when the rain, in the rain is the presence of Almighty God. In the rain is that refreshing and that renewal. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, my friend, what began to happen all across the land when that rain began to fill? Rivers began to run again. Wells began to be replenished. Creeks began to run again. Dried up. Any of you ever had a garden and you let it go too long and you sprint, you put some water on it and then you look and it seems like just almost before your eyes, those leaves begin to come up and begin to rise up and begin to receive the rain. You know what? I think that's what God wants his people to do. And he says, I know you've been thirsty for a long time. I know you've been dry for a long time. I know you've looked for something real for a long time. When the rain begins to fall, rise up, my children, and let your leaves catch the rain of my presence. I think I hear rain. I believe God is up to something. He's doing something incredible. And I think he's doing something at the Rock. We are coming up on a year. And most all of last year has been a time and a season of transition. But I'm just telling you, as your pastors, I stand here this morning. I think I hear rain. I think I hear refreshing. I think I hear that God is up to something bigger than what we know. I know it's been dry for a long time. I know this. I understand how low some of the wells are. I understand how dry the land is. I understand that you haven't seen a river in a long time. But I'm telling you, I think I hear rain. I think I hear rain. It's Pentecostal, sometimes we get, remember the prophecy in Joel chapter 2, verse 28 through 32? Man, it's the famous Pentecostal. And I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And I love that. I know I embrace it. But you know what it says before that? It says, I, the Lord, have given you the autumn rains. I will send abundant showers, autumn rains and spring rains as before. And the threshing floors will be filled with grain, and the vats will overflow with wine and oil. And I will repay the years that the locust has stolen and eaten away. And I will send a great army among you to deliver you, and you will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, and who has worked wonders among you, and you will never again be ashamed. I think, church, I think I hear rain. I think I hear rain. I want to do something this morning. I want everybody here to get your hands free. Get your Bibles out of your lap. Get your books out of your lap. Get your hands free. And I want everybody to be quiet except for the instructions that I'm going to give. I want you to take your hands. Take your hand like this. And take one finger. And do what I'm doing. I think I hear rain. I think I hear. Do you hear it?
Yes.
I think I hear rain. Three fingers. Do you hear it this morning? See, I think I hear rain. Brother Larry, I think I hear rain. Brother Rod, I think I hear rain. Four fingers this morning. Do you hear it? See, I think I hear rain. I think I hear rain. I think I hear rain. Now your hands, won't you hear it this morning? I think I hear rain. I think I hear rain. I think I hear rain.